whether shmita is a mitzvah, what kind of mitzvah it is, a general debate.
Whether you count it or not, in many of the mitzvot, I think I mentioned that the Bahad only counts shchitas kadshim, that the Rambam counts shchitas korban pesach, or seems to, but mostly counts shchitas chulin and doesn't count most shchitas kadshim. That the Urayim counts shchitas chulin and kadshim together. All these positions are very fascinating. One could have thought there could have been a position that you count separately shchitas kadshim and separately shchitas chulin, if you think that they operate in different ways, which is a view that we'll get back to, but obviously one which have already we've already touched on. And then, of course, there are those who think that shchita should not be counted as a mitzvah at all, notwithstanding the fact that we make a bracha, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah sevitzivanu, ala shchita, but nonetheless, I think it's more in the category of the lav abo mechlal asei, which is like a reinforcement for the lav of eno zavuach. There's also just in general, this is a massive argument to the Rishonim. There's a very interesting discussion of Tosas in Shavuot, Staf Chav Dalet, and Tosas in a bunch of other places too, Beitza, and later in Chulin. Same kind of issue, but with regard to different kinds, I just want to get bogged down on it, so I'm just going to tell you what the general idea is. With respect to the problem of two problems, Ein Iser Chal Al Iser, you know, there's this famous case where you have you know, the convergence of Yom Kippur and the Iser of Nevela. Right? And the Gemara discusses the problem of Ein Iser Chal Iser. There's a debate among the Rishonim whether or not that is a case where it's Nisnavla Bo Bayom. The Gemara says, if you say Ein Iser Chal Iser, this most Rishonim understand, not the Ritva and Kiddushim, but most Rishonim understand that the Gemara's case in that case is that you have the Iser of Nevela, and then that's prior, because that's all year round. And then on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat this thing because it's food. Right? So the Gemara has this discussion that maybe you should say Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. So the Rishonim have this debate. What are we talking about? Are we talking about something that that, you know, became a Nevela on this day, that was a Nevela earlier? What is, you know, before Shkita, afterward? What are we exactly, what exactly are we talking about? So if an animal is alive, you know, is it, do we call it Nevela? Right? So, this is the famous discussion that parallels the Rambam and the Ravid, and that is that there are different views in the Bali Tosas. You can take the one, and I think I actually have it here. You don't have it, but I have it. If I took the right page. I do, actually, yeah. So the Gemara has in Shavuos, Chavdal and Amalef, Rab Shimon Tame Delesla Isa Kolel, the Tanya Rab Shimon Ha'ochel Nevelos B'Yom HaKippurim Potter. That if you eat Nevela on Yom Kippur, again, most of Rishonim understand what that means is you're Potter from Yom Kippur, even though that's a more severe Iser, because it's Nevela. So Rashi says, Potter Michatas, in order to bring a chatas from Kippur, de lo osi karis yom kippurim, v'chayel al iser nevela. It's already nevela. That's the rule of ein iser chal al iser. So if it's already nevela, now it becomes aser because of Yom Kippur. Even though Yom Kippur is more severe, it's not chal. So v'chayel al iser nevela, o iser. That's also interesting. Eiver minachai, and then he adds im lo nisnavla mi ba'erev, unless it became a nevela before Yom Kippur, right? V'yafagav Yom Kippur kolalhu. So the Bali Tosis discusses this question. They say, mitoch pirush akudus mashma da'ari afilu b'misavlo b'Yom Kippur. And there might be a difference, but the case could be one where it became a nevela on Yom Kippur. V'kashil l'mandam r'seif perikid anashu b'heba b'chayeha, right? Lav le'ivarim omedes. When you have an animal against this, you know, something that's big, important issue for Beitza and Muktza and other things too, but if you have an animal and it's alive and well and kicking, right, you don't look at it as like a walking Eiver Minachai. You know what I mean? If you were to, you know, to treat it that way, I mean, if you were trying to eat part of the living animal, that would be Eiver Minachai. But typically you don't think of it as you know, this is a living Eivor Min HaChai, you know, and therefore it's Eivor Min HaChai, and therefore, you know, Ein Iser Chal Al Iser, right? That's what he's saying. Lav Leivorim Omedes, right? So Chal Iser Yom HaKippurim Mechayim. But Filim Anom Leivorim Omedes, even if you hold that way, Ki Mesa Paka Iser Mein Min HaChai V'Chala V'Chalu Iser Nevela, right? V'Iser Yom HaKippurim B'Vasachas. I mean, if it becomes a nevela on Yom Kippur, so it's not true that it was a nevela first. You know, it was Eivor Min HaChai, and then it became nevela, so it's irrelevant, the Eivor Min HaChai part. And either way, Eivor Min HaChai may be something that is not, you know, as I say, applicable when the animal is alive, when you're relating to it as a live animal. Rav Shimon would be Iser Basachas, and so on. Miu Yeshomer the Iser Yom Kippur lachayelo mechayim v'lo laachar misam b'shem the Isbe Iser asay she'ena zvucha. Ah, so here's where Bali Tosis came up with an idea that they repeat also in Beitza and other places, and that is in Chulin, but they don't all agree about it, and that is no. Really, the animal is not a walking Eivor Min HaChai that then turns into a nevela and maybe turns into a nevela Yom Kippur. What we really mean is that it's always a walking Eina Zvucha. Well, Eina Zvucha? What's Eina Zvucha? Meaning, there's an Isar Ase, Tosis is saying, to eat an animal that's Eina Zvucha, that, you know, without Shechita. Because that's a kind of a Lava Ba Mechlal Ase, but it's an Isar Ase. Mash Iya Tazoveach, right, again, Ase She'ena Zvucha, the Siv is a Bachta V'Yachalta, the Pasuk that we're talking about, Masha Tazoveach Ata Okel, Avama She'ia Tazoveach Lo. And then Tosis has another view, Uliritzva Ein Nira Peirzeh, Dimkein Lamandar Malav Eivor Momedes, Heche Matzichai Lisa Eivor Allah Seh. He says like this, She'ina Zavuach, I'm not bothered by this question, but he says like this, if you hold that an animal is not a walking Eivor Min HaChai, right, so it only is Eivor Min HaChai when you actually tear something from the animal and you eat it. But at that point, it should be Ein Iser Chal Al Iser, because the animal is a walking Eino Zavuach. So the Iser of Eino Zavuach precedes Eivor Min HaChai. You should never ever get Eivor Min HaChai. I'll tell you why I'm not bothered by it in just a minute. So therefore, Tosis, this view in Tosis basically says, you're right. This whole Gemara cannot be, you know, in the case of Nisnavla, you know, B'Yom Kippur. It can only be if it was actually a nevela, meaning it was killed, then it was nevela prior to Yom Kippur. But there is no din either of an asay, perhaps, according to this other view of Tosis, there's no din of an asay of Eino Zavuach that makes the animal Eino Zavuach. So this is a major debate that Prima Gadim, in his introduction to Yoredeya, to Hoshchita, has a very, very extensive discussion